Well, Stephen Kenny is without a number of key players for tonight's Nations League clash with Ukraine. The Irish manager will be without Michael Obafemi, who was injured in the defeat of Scotland after scoring his great goal. He's also without Shane Duffy, who's suspended, and John Egan, who returned home for the birth of his baby. But Stephen Kenny is hopeful of a return for Chidozie Ogbeni, who looks set to have recovered from his impact injury. Now, the match kicks off at 7:45 tonight. It's live on RT2 television and 2FM. And the other game in our group sees Armenia play Scotland. That's at 5 o'clock. In Group A this evening, England host Hungary. Wales are away to the Netherlands. But it's a big evening for the Irish under-21 side as well as the senior side. The 21s are in Italy to play Ascoli this evening, knowing that victory would put Ireland straight into the European finals for the first time ever. But Ireland are guaranteed a playoff regardless of today's result. Now, last night saw a very dramatic World Cup playoff. As you know, the World Cup this year is in Qatar in November and December, unusually. It has always been in the summer previously. So Australia and Peru both travelled to Qatar for this playoff last night. And it was level even after extra time, so it went to penalties. I mean, to miss out on a World Cup on penalties is far greater heartache than losing most finals, because, of course, you have the whole build-up to the tournament that gets the country so excited. And it was Peru who lost out. They missed a penalty in sudden death. So it's Australia who advance, and they'll be in Group D in Qatar alongside France, Denmark and Tunisia. The very last playoff is this evening. It's Costa Rica against New Zealand, also in Qatar, and the winners will qualify for the finals in Group E, along with Spain, Germany and Japan. In last night's Nations League action, the title holders, France, were beaten again in Group A1. They cannot now retain their title. They lost 1-0 at home to Croatia, their bottom of the group after four games. The other match there saw Denmark top of the table after a 2-0 victory over Austria. The former Republic of Ireland international Noel Campbell has died at the age of 72. Many tributes paid to him. He was very unusual in that he went from the League of Ireland, St Patrick's Athletic, to go and play in the German League, the Bundesliga, where he had 8 very successful years playing with Cologne. Very nice man, Noel Campbell. And the golf, well, the live golf, live golf story is back again, because there's huge spotlight at this week's US Open on the golfers who have joined the lucrative Saudi-backed Live Golf Tour, but they are allowed play in the US Open. And one man who came under huge scrutiny again yesterday at his press conference, not surprisingly, was the biggest name, Phil Mickelson.
New York Post, Brian Wacker, reported that the 9/11 families sent you and others a letter alluding, of course, to Osama bin Laden and the 15 or 19 hijackers that the Saudis, of course, sent, and that they say now you are a partner with them, and you appear to be pleased in your business with them. Terry Strada is the person, of course, who wrote this letter, and her husband got on the plane in Boston that flew into the World Trade Center. And they say the deaths of your fellow Americans.
No, I've read all that. Is there a question in there?
Yes, there is. How do you explain to them, not to us, but to them, what you decided to do?
I would say to the Strada family, I would say to everyone that has lost loved ones, lost friends in 9/11, that I have deep, deep empathy for them. I can't emphasize that enough. I have the deepest of sympathy and empathy for them.
And that was it. In rugby, the Ireland squad to tour New Zealand will be named today by Andy Farrell. Series opens in Auckland's Eden Park on July the 2nd, with tests in Dunedin and Wellington on the following two Saturdays. And it's a big day in racing. Royal Ascot gets underway with 3 Group 1 races. There's also action at Roscommon this evening.